Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
You don't have to die to see angels. If you have a good startup idea, angels want to see you. Angel investors, that is. But before you get all excited, you have to be real about what angels are actually looking for and what they classify as startups. And don't complain if you don't fit into their classification, as it is their money after all. John Phelan is National Director of HBAN, the Halo Network of Business Angels, and they're having an annual conference on the 8th of February. For the price of just 50 quid a ticket, you could mooch with some angels. Morning, John Phelan.
Morning, Conal. How are you?
I'm very good. Tell us about your conference, first of all, since you're really here to promote your conference.
I was just about to do a shout out for ourselves, thanks. And seeing as we're all doing it. So on the 8th of February next, we have a conference.
1 month's
time, we have a conference. We have three super angels coming in to do keynotes. We have a guy called Christopher Mirable from Boston, who has about 50 deals done in the last 10 years. We have a guy called Peter Cowley from the UK, who has about 70 deals done over the last 10 years. And then we have Fergal Kenny, who's the chair of our New York HBAN Angel Group.
Is it fair, because I have heard it said, not once but often, that startup is a movable feast, because people who have smart startups, who may be only valued, say, at 1 or 2 or 3 million, are just too small for you?
No, I mean, 1 million is significant in anybody's book. I think a couple of years ago, maybe 10 years ago, people just came in with an idea. And the expectation would be that, I have a great idea, give me loads of money. And the reality is that's moved on quite a bit.
Dragon Den-like.
Yeah, sort of.
You know, there's nutcases who come in and say, you know, I've got an idea, I'll sell you half the company for zillions, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's an element to that. But the reality is when guys are coming in, they've got real IP, they've got real companies, they've got real potential, they've got a great team behind them. They have the potential to grow and scale something, do something really valuable. So what we start to see, I suppose, in the last couple of years is that the companies that come into us now will be technically validated. So they actually have something that works, either on the net or something else.
Who technically validates that?
The commercial side. So commercially, people will be paying for it.
Okay.
So therefore, you can see technically it does what it says in the tin, and commercially, people are paying for this.
So I come in with my software. I have to have validations, little pieces of paper to say this works and all that kind of stuff, is it?
No, well, typically what we'll do is we'll do due diligence ourselves or somebody else.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, you go in to have a look at the platform to see, does it technically, is the architecture up to scratch? Does it actually do what it says in the tin and kind of do this, this and this?
And you'll pay for that.
No, but we'll do it ourselves. In terms of
that's what I mean. I don't have to pay. As my startup, I don't have to actually
pay you
for the pleasure of you telling me that I'm rubbish.
Not at all. No, we'll tell you that anyway.
How many angels are there?
We have about 700 in the network. The reality is about 250 to 300 of those are active. And they come in, they go out. So one of the constant challenges we have is to keep new blood coming in, which is why we do events like this event on the 8th of February, is to bring new people in. We have about 11 syndicates around the country. We've got a couple of new syndicates in New York, Singapore, Australia. They're starting to come on board now.
And so with New York, you're trying to get them to back invest into Ireland, is it?
And they have done. They've done about 4 deals in the last year. So we're working with the Digital Irish Angels, with Fergal Kenny and David Beatty. And they have an established network in New York. So we're partnering with them. So it's working great.
Size of deal?
Size of deals out of ourselves is average about 370. From the Irish Angels.
€370,000. And what's the return for an angel? If I was sitting here with my 370 grand and I wanted to make some easy money, angels probably is not the idea, is it?
So let me just come back there. On the 370,000 is the average investment from a group of angels.
Which across 10 people or something.
Yeah, but what we're seeing is a lot of syndicates coming in where you'd have people putting in 25,000, but you get it between 10 of them, so you get 250,000. Yeah. And that's come around, I suppose, the last five years, that's become more prevalent as people de-risk their portfolios themselves. So they put 25,000 in rather than 200,000 in, which means they're going for one bang. Now they're going across 10 different companies. And because they're with a syndicate, they have far more chance of getting a higher return. The average returns are probably about two times their money back over a 5 to 7 year period. And that's from international research as opposed to ours.
And there would be a fail rate as well. So is that twice on the double the money on the success and minus two on the not so successful?
So the way it works is pretty much that if you invest in 10 companies, one company might come in with 20x and that'll make up for everything else. Yeah. You might have two companies that'll come in at 3 to 5x, but you'll have at least 50% failures.
Yeah. And so that does happen. And that does happen. And that is why when people complain about angels, they've got to realise that maybe, I mean, everybody believes their company's the next great big Amazon, but many, many fail. 4 out of 5 fail, do they?
From the investment side, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that has to be paid for somewhere. You are looking for new angels.
Absolutely. Always looking for new angels. We always need new blood. What happens is that people invest in maybe 5 to 10 companies. That takes time, because a lot of what angels do is they invest their time as well as their money. They also open up their network. So it's smart money going into those companies. So by the time they put in a day a week into 10 companies, they're sort of maxed out.
Do they actually give you a day a week?
In a lot of cases, they would do, primarily because that's how they're going to get the return. They're more likely to get a return out of their funds if they actually spend time with the entrepreneur, helping them to create a business, put the structure around the business, and then open up the network to help the sales and increase sales. So, yes.
Angels and the pot in which they can invest, is that growing rapidly in Ireland or just kind of pottering along? Or like, I do see a lot, and I do hear, because I kind of mooch around in this area, I do see a lot of people heading overseas because they're... is so much more money overseas, especially in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, so I suppose the reality is that there is a bit of a vacuum on the seed VC side of things here.
Yeah.
So the angels do fill that space.
What could be done very briefly about that vacuum, the venture capital vacuum?
So I think just increase the seed VC. I mean,
could government do that?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do in policy to help increase what just goes on in this space, but also the early stage in terms of the investment side of it and the entrepreneur side of it.
Because I must do someday a proper program about what goes on in Silicon Valley. It is mind-bendingly interesting about what they will do for you. I'd love to see that brought over to Ireland.
I think there's a couple of things there. I mean, one is, I mean, I've done the ACA, which is the Angel Capital Association in the States, and I was there back in September or back in April. And what's actually going on in the States is actually quite similar to what's going on in Ireland in terms of the quantums of money that are going into companies. There's actually less going into companies than there is in Ireland. But we don't see that because the big facts are that we get the big bling ones, but we don't see what the reality is on the ground. The other thing is that a lot of the investment is actually going on around the Great Lakes as opposed to California.
Well, so there's lots of interesting things going on. Plenty of money over in Silicon Valley, and seed money there is going up all the time. From it used to be about $1 million, we're now up at $2 million, I think. So a lot of money chasing, and that's actually upsetting a lot of people. That is for another day. You better give a shout out for your conference. It is on where?
February the 8th, up in the Royal Hospital, Kilmainham, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.
And who could attend?
Anybody who would like to be an angel or is interested in angel investing.
And what about anybody who is looking for angels? Should they attend?
No.
Oh, I thought it was a really clever idea, $50 or 50 euro, and you are in amongst the angels.
Exactly.
How are you going to tell them that they're not angels?
Because I have all their emails and I'm going through them personally.
John Phelan, thank you so much. You may come back to us and tell us when you have magnificently brilliant investments and when your angel investment, when your angel circles grow, please, because it is an area of huge interest to us. Okay.
Thank you very much, John.
National Director of HBAN, the Halo Network of Business Angels.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility, and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.